Norbert witnessed it all.
How many people?
It was 200 households.
Mm. And you, your family, were one of those?
Yes, I was going with my grandmother. You see, that time my mother was in Cape Town, you worked there, and I was staying with my grandmother. Mm. And my grandmother take me to Namibia. It was an adventure for me. And yes, I was 9 years old that time. I can remember, I was very 9 years.
In 1994, mm-hmm. when land was given back to the South Africans, mm-hmm. this village was the first bit of land to be returned.
That's correct. Yes.
Your village?
My village, yes, and I'm very proud. When the government tell us that the army removed from Rimpasmark and the Rimpasmarkers come back, I was the first one. I say I go to Rimpasmark.
But now, as an adult, does it make you angry?
No. It is not my problem. It's not your problem. It was this time. It's over.
It's gone.
Let me take hands and go forward.
What's the future for here?
Oh, we are still busy to grow, you see, but I can say our income for the community is the tourism.
The potential, you think?
The potential, yeah.
Because I went to the tourist office here. Mm-hmm. I looked in.
Okay, you know, that's it.
But it's closed.
It's closed. Oh, that's why. There's electricity. Mm-hmm. Boxes you can see there, but it's not working yet.
But it needs to be plugged in.
Plugged in. You see, this is our problem. You see.
There's no doubting that Rimpasmark has a hunger for change. Norbert and others are keen to attract visitors in the way that many other parts of South Africa have already managed. Just outside town, on the route of my walk, lies the newest tourist development yet. The Hot Springs project lies close to Norbert's heart. He remembers his own grandmother bathing in the natural warm waters and was keen to help turn the site into a proper spa attraction.